Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is among the latest Democrats to formally endorse Hillary Clinton for president.
I am ready to get in this fight and work my heart out for Hillary Clinton to become the next president of the United States and to make sure that Donald Trump never gets any place close to the White House.
Warren's endorsement on the Rachel Maddow show on MSNBC came just hours after President Obama gave his backing to the party's presumptive nominee. Democrats and Republicans in Massachusetts are both turning their attention now to the general election. And WBUR political reporter Anthony Brooks has this look at how they're coming together.
Dan Wolf is a Democratic state senator from Cape Cod and the CEO of Cape Air. He's also a Bernie Sanders delegate to the Democratic National Convention. Wolf remains committed to the Vermont senator's presidential campaign and rejects calls that he should exit the race now.
My response is it's time to fan the flame that Bernie has lit, that he really has made a huge impact in the Democratic Party. And going forward, I think the question is, what do we do with that impact? It's a time to look ahead and just to make sure that we keep on moving, keep that march going.
As to when Sanders should officially quit the race, Wolf says he trusts the Vermont senator to make that call. Another Sanders supporter is Paul Mark, a state rep from Berkshire County. He's the co-chair of the Sanders Massachusetts campaign. He points out there's still one primary left in Washington, D.C. next week and says Sanders made a commitment to compete in every primary and caucus.
So in fairness to the voters and the people that have been supporting him all along, I think it makes a lot of sense for him to stay in until at least next week.
And then we'll take our fight for social, economic, racial and environmental justice to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
This was Sanders in California Tuesday night, sounding like he has no intention of backing down anytime soon. But that same night, he said he will not let right-wing Republicans, especially Donald Trump, control our government.
Bernie Sanders does not want Donald Trump to be the leader of the free world.
This is Pete Shumlin, the governor of Vermont, speaking earlier this week on Radio Boston. Shumlin is supporting Hillary Clinton, but he calls himself a friend of Bernie Sanders, and he says he has no doubt his friend will eventually get behind Clinton.
He has huge respect for Hillary Clinton. He likes her, and he's told me very clearly that he does not want to be a spoiler. He wants to elect a Democratic president, and we're going to be okay.
Susan Tracy agrees that Democrats are going to be okay. Tracy is a former state rep and president of the strategy group in Boston, and she's a Hillary Clinton supporter.
Certainly, I'd like to see the party come together and coalesce. I think we have a real threat in Donald Trump. We need to work together to defeat him, so I agree with that. But I don't think you can rush a group of people into getting there. They have to get there on their own time.
If the Democrats have some bridge building to do, the Republicans have to span a Grand Canyon dividing their party, especially here in New England. Governor Charlie Baker says he won't support Donald Trump. Neither will two other former Republican governors, Mitt Romney and Bill Weld, who's running for vice president as a Libertarian. Then there's Fergus Cullen, the former Republican Party chair of New Hampshire.
I don't think he represents the Republican Party. I am concerned that he will tar the Republican Party and all of our other candidates, not only for this year's election, but for future cycles as well.
Cullen is appalled by Trump's long string of offensive statements about Muslims, women, immigrants, including recent remarks about the federal judge overseeing the case against Trump University, which House Speaker Paul Ryan called a textbook definition of a racist remark. But Jeff Diehl has a much more positive view of the presumptive Republican nominee. Diehl is a state rep from Plymouth and co-chair of the Trump campaign in Massachusetts.
You know, there's been three or four times when people say the Trump campaign is over based on what he said, but the fact of the matter is there's always truth to the, you know, what he's talking about. And I know he has an inartful way sometimes of saying it because we're not used to hearing politicians say it this certain way.
I am going to give a major speech, and we're going to be discussing all of the things that have taken place with the Clintons. I think you're going to find it very informative and very, very interesting.
That was Trump Tuesday night in New York. Jeff Diehl predicts a bruising general election campaign between the billionaire businessman and Hillary Clinton.
People are going to attack Donald Trump from here till November with just about everything. In fact, I expect Trump steaks will supposedly somehow ruin everybody's barbecue, according to Hillary Clinton, before this summer's over.
If Trump steaks become part of the debate, it won't be the first presidential election in which someone asks, "Where's the beef?" For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.